This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A monthly concert series in Cleveland is about to mark 3 years, but you've likely never heard of it. That's because So Far Sound's performances are meant to be kept a secret. For this week's Shuffle, we look at this subscription-only concert experience. Imagine getting a ticket to a show, but all the details, from the performers to the location, are a mystery until the last minute. That's So Far Sounds, or Sounds from a Room. It's a subscription to intimate pop-up concerts.
It's really for the true music lover with a little bit of a sense of adventure that's willing to go somewhere that they don't know and you know, be surprised and trust that we're going to curate a fantastic show for them.
Jeanette Sangston started So Far Sounds in Cleveland in 2014. The franchise started in a London flat in 2009 and is now in more than 350 cities across the globe. Sangston says one of the rules is that after signing up online, you have to apply to attend the performances. Not everyone gets into every show.
If you're lucky enough to be put on the guest list, then you just confirm your spot. And then 36 hours before the show, you get an email telling you where to show up.
Sangston books local artists as well as national touring bands and musicians passing through town. And she finds the venues, which can be anywhere from someone's living room to a local business.
Well, maybe I'm not the romantic I once was, but I'll tell you, baby, this isn't just because.
Cleveland singer-songwriter Rachel Short performed at Cleveland's Market Garden Brewery back in February.
The stage is kind of like this little framed warehouse floor, and on either side of you, you have these like stacked kegs and the So Far Sounds signs, and then they had these really cool like bench seating.
The gigs are meant to be small, intimate, and quiet, with focus solely on the artist, who shares stories about their music while they perform.
So this song is called The Romantic I Once Was, which is not to imply that I am no longer a romantic. Just that these things tend to change shape over time.
It's a privilege to be able to play for an audience like that. We all strive to build a network of listeners and a fan base that is that, like, devoted and engaged. And when you actually get to stand in front of one that is, it's just like, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Somebody help me understand how this world has got so out of hand.
27-year-old Cleveland singer-songwriter Marina Straw has been playing songs with her guitar since she was in college, and she says most of her gigs have a common aesthetic.
To make money and to earn my chops and to pay the bills, I'm playing a lot of dingy bars where they're here to hear background entertainment and drink their beer.
Straw played a So Far Sounds show in March, surrounded by sneaker displays and running gear at Second Soul in Rocky River. She says it was a whole new experience.
I posted a picture from the show, and there's me with my arms in the air smiling like an idiot, and all these people looking at me. I got to read my diary, basically, to a room full of strangers who were willing to listen.
So much pain and anger and so much fear. I'm praying for the hearts that don't know rest.
Straw says her So Far performance has given her the momentum she needs to finish recording her first full-length album.
You can't just walk into the music scene and be like, all right, I'm here. Like, get me at the House of Blues. I've been working very hard to earn it. I think the tail end of this year is going to be hopefully a game changer. I'm like ready to go.
As for Rachel Short, she liked her So Far Sounds experience so much, she's looking to sign up to play So Far gigs in other cities in the Midwest. So Far Cleveland's third anniversary show is October 21st. You can find links and videos of performances at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.
Send the angels to help us out.
Thank you very much. Thank you.